We are journeying through the Gospel of John, emphasizing a new chapter each week. Our companion for today is Dr. Kendi DeLong. Kendi is a professor of religion at the Seaver College at Pepperdine University.
You're listening to the Kingdom of Growth podcast. For more resources or to subscribe, be sure to check out our website at kingdomofgrowth.com.
As we continue our walk through John's Gospel, this week we're looking at John chapter 6, and our conversation partner, again, is Dr. Kendi DeLong. So, Kendi, thank you for being with us again.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
All right. So, here in John chapter 6, we have the fourth sign in John's Gospel. We have that incredible story of the feeding of the 5,000. There's the walking on water, which is the fifth sign, but then we also have some interesting conversations about Jesus and some I am statements. He's claiming to be the bread of life. And so a lot of different stuff to unpack here. This is a very dense chapter with a lot of content to it. So Kendi, as we're trying to make sense of these stories here and how they fit together, what would you tell us to pay attention to here in John 6?
Yeah, I mean, you do have an interest in the signs here in John 6, right at the beginning. And so then you have the feeding of the crowd, as you mentioned, and also the walking on water, which are interestingly two of the stories that do overlap with the Synoptic Gospels.
Right.
And so one of the interesting things is to compare those. There's an interesting point at 6:14 where the crowd, the people who witness what Jesus is doing in the gospel, recognize him as a prophet. And so there's a sense there that people are understanding the signs to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And so much so that they want to make him king, the text says. So so that tells us that in the next verse, so that's 6:15. So that tells us that there's a sense in which they recognize the messianic overtones of these signs that he's doing. And so I find that interesting there in the first part of the chapter. Jesus in 6:26 says that they aren't, though, as interested in him because of the signs, but because he fed them.
Right. What do you do with that verse? That's an interesting verse.
I don't know. I wish I had a better answer for that. But yeah, it's, I think what he's saying that you're seeing the signs, but you're not getting the full import of it.
Seeing but not perceiving, perhaps.
Yeah,
right?
maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of like what you get in the Synoptic Gospels. And that the experience of eating these loaves is superseding for them their understanding of the signs. I don't know.
And would you say some of this ties into their understanding, I guess their messianic anticipations? I mean, I've encountered some ideas before that a lot of this feeds into the idea of, you know, very much an earthly messianic kingly figure who's here to help us mostly deal with the Roman government or, you know, oppressive forces. And when they're thinking about a king, they're looking at a guy who's got the ability to generate food out of nothing. We've already seen he can heal people if they're injured. So if we're trying to put together an unstoppable army, that possibly this could be leading them into those kinds of expectations. So do you see some of this as possibly a pushback on wrongly formed ideas of what the Christ was to be?
Yeah, I think that's true in John as well as in the Synoptic Gospels, that there is an expectation of earthly power in the Messiah. And so whatever way that power would manifest, whether that's political or in terms of providing, in a sense, earthly abundance of food, which Jesus certainly is capable of doing, but he chooses a different path, one in which he washes the disciples' feet or goes to the cross. That could be reflected here. And in fact, Jesus says in the next verse that the food that they need to be interested in is the food that endures and not the food that just fills their stomachs.
Right.
So there is a sense that he's redirecting their attention from what they think is important to what is really important.
Yeah, and as he does that, he kind of stays with the theme of bread, doesn't he? I mean, we have the physical bread itself, with which the crowd is fed, and then he continues on talking about bread, but he starts doing some very different things with it. Now, I know some people look at John chapter 6, and even though John's gospel doesn't contain an account of the Last Supper, some people would look at John 6 and see some communion overtones, perhaps. Like there's some, I don't know if you hold that viewpoint or not. I'm kind of curious what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, I don't have a strong view one way or the other on that. I mean, he refers to this as bread from heaven, links, ties it to the manna story
from
the Old Testament, and refers to himself as bread. And of course, you know, as he will also talk about, is it in this chapter or the next one, you know, eating my flesh and drinking my blood, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, here.
Yeah, is that what you're thinking about?
I believe it's in chapter 6, yeah.
Yeah, so, I guess I would say later Christians reading this, or even John writing this, I couldn't help but put that together with the idea of the Lord's Supper and then, you know, the Last Supper and then ultimately the Lord's Supper as the church practiced it. So yes, in that sense, whether Jesus himself was making those connections, you know, it's hard to know, this would be more of a communion type text in the Gospel of John, or as much a communion type text in the Gospel of John as we have.
Right. Yeah. Right. Very good. All right. Well, look forward to studying more in John chapter 6 and appreciate your insights.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Kingdom Up Growth podcast. For more resources about Christian life and leadership, or if you'd like to subscribe, be sure to check out our website, kingdomupgrowth.com.